Last month, Governor Phil Scott publicly apologized to an African-American Vermonter who was harassed while driving a vehicle with New York license plates. Scott said the incident put a spotlight on the racism and xenophobia that could be exacerbated by the coronavirus pandemic, and he ordered Vermont State Police to investigate the encounter. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, another incident of harassment, captured on video this time, is raising questions about how police deal with so-called bias incidents. And according to the head of the Vermont chapter of the NAACP, access to justice in Vermont can depend on where you live.
The video you're about to hear was recorded by the same man who's doing all the yelling.
No, I'm protecting my family. Get out of here. Go back to your infected state.
The targets of his angry rant are two Latina women sitting in the parking lot of a shopping plaza in Rutland City next to a white SUV with New York license plates. The women, it turns out, are employees of a New York-based cleaning company. The firm, called Janitronics, was contracted to provide janitorial services at a hospital surge site set up by Rutland Regional Medical Center.
Go back to your infected state. If you're worried about cleaning shit up, clean up New York, where your plates are from.
Tabitha Moore is the president of the Vermont chapter of the NAACP, and she saw the video, which was taken in late March, shortly after the man posted it on his Facebook page. A few weeks later, Moore shared it with Rutland City Police Chief Brian Kilcullen. He told VPR recently that he reviewed the footage and opted not to investigate it further.
When I looked at it, I said, okay, from a police standpoint, first, is there anything criminal in nature? And from what I could gather from the video, it didn't appear anything was criminal in nature. So from a criminal standpoint, we would investigate that further.
For Tabitha Moore, Kilcullen's decision not to investigate took on new significance after a press briefing by Governor Phil Scott last month. Scott had learned of an incident in the Upper Valley where an African-American man from Hartford was berated while driving in a vehicle with New York license plates. Scott condemned the incident on live TV.
I want to be very clear. I have no tolerance for this kind of thing. It's unacceptable. It does not represent my views or who I believe we are as a state.
And he ordered Vermont State Police to investigate the incident. Moore says it was a crystallizing moment.
You know, it's really crazy. This is so similar to what happened in Rutland, and there's such a different response. The stark contrast, it really speaks to, you know, how discretion plays a role in what justice looks like.
Chief Brian Kilcullen says he wasn't aware of the incident until Moore sent him the video. And by the time that happened, he says, several weeks had passed since the footage was posted.
Well, certainly in our case, we weren't aware of it for a month. We weren't called, the police department specifically.
And Kilcullen says he isn't sure the man's behavior constituted a bias incident, let alone a crime.
I wasn't sure that it necessarily was a bias incident.
Captain Gary Scott is the director of fair and impartial policing for the Vermont State Police. He says he's reviewed the footage. Scott says he doesn't think the man's behavior was criminal, but he says he thinks the incident was motivated by racial bias. And he says he sent the footage to the Attorney General's office for a civil review.
Sort of the language and sort of the tone of all of it is something we definitely don't tolerate in Vermont. It was directed towards people of color from out of state with out-of-state license plates.
VPR was unable to contact the man yelling in the video, despite numerous attempts via social media and phone to do so. And we're not using his name in this story because we were unable to independently confirm that the person whose Facebook page the footage appeared on is the same person heard yelling in the video. The man does not reference the Latina women's race during the encounter itself. On a message that accompanied the video on Facebook, however, he said the women had, quote, Jamaican accents. Bor Yang is the executive director of the Vermont Commission on Human Rights.
A lot of people have watched this video and they see an angry man calling out people because of their New York plates. And they see rudeness and ignorance, but they don't necessarily see racism.
Yang, though, says it's the women's skin color that likely precipitated the exchange, that had they been white, the man probably wouldn't have gone off like he did.
In fact, I haven't heard of any instances in which visitors to Vermont or people who have second homes here who are white are saying that they're being harassed because of their license plates. And so race becomes sort of this basis to distinguish us from them. And that's what I see happening here.
3 weeks ago, at Tabitha Moore's behest, Chief Brian Kilcullen forwarded the video to the Civil Rights Unit of the Attorney General's office so that it could decide whether or not the man's behavior constituted a bias incident. A bias incident is defined by the Attorney General's office as any event in which someone tries to threaten, offend, or intimidate someone based on their race, religion, country of origin, or other protected status.
If the possibility exists, I think it's prudent just to afford it.
Moore, though, is unsatisfied because she still sees a gaping discrepancy in how bias incidents are dealt with by law enforcement agencies in Vermont. In Hartford, the victim got a personal apology from the governor, a full-throated condemnation of the harassment he experienced, and a criminal investigation that, according to the Department of Public Safety, is still ongoing. But in Rutland, Moore says police decided not to investigate and sent the video to the Attorney General's office only after being asked to by the NAACP.
You can rationalize that any way you want to as a police officer, but if you're thinking about 21st century policing models, you got to realize that you just did some serious harm with your disenfranchised community.
Moore says the anti-racism protests across Vermont and the nation right now are about far more than the killing of a man while in police custody.
It's the everyday things that are happening, like the incident in the Price Chopper parking lot. Those are the things that we should be attending to quickly and systemically.
VPR asked the Attorney General's office whether it's investigating the incident in the Rutland parking lot. An official there said the office is unable to comment on the status or even existence of ongoing investigations. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.